Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about when there is a decision that is passed down from those above you. It's your job to enforce that decision, but you may or may not be on the same page with that decision, and you know the people you work with are not going to like it. And how do you handle that? So, Susan, what are your thoughts?
Well, I actually just came across a great article on this same idea from the Harvard Business Review on how to talk to your team about a decision you disagree with. And I realize that as leaders, that can get you in big trouble, right? Because you're not going to agree with everything and you're not going to like everything that you have to do. And especially in schools, right? You are kind of the middle person between your staff and between your superintendent and the school board. And it's your job to carry the flagship and to, you know, do the right thing when sometimes the right thing to do might feel like it's the wrong thing because you don't have enough information, right? And so one of the things was check what is the data telling you? And it's okay to have those feelings. It's okay to express those feelings, not to your team, but to a confidant. So a mentor, a coach, whoever it is, to help you understand that, okay, you could be upset, but you got to toe the company line when you're put in front of those people. And you can be empathetic and you can share that information, but you don't have to defend it, right? This is the decision. This is how it is. And this is what we're going to do. And you can invite other people in to further explain that, but you don't have the right to get down in the trenches and muddy the waters for them, right? You have to be the supporter. And so I think it's always important for all of us when we're put in those situations to use data, to acknowledge emotions, to check back with your team to support them so that you know that you've done everything you can. And sometimes those decisions that are made might reflect someone making a change because suddenly our values aren't matching. And that's okay. And that has to be okay. But you don't have the right as a leader to ever go against company policy. You just can't, unless, you know, they're asking you to do something that's really not ethical, then feel free.
Please do.
Yeah. Don't do something that's going to harm others. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So as I was listening to you, I was thinking about a couple of different things. One is I remember many, many years ago having a supervisor and there was a decision that passed down and the supervisor felt really victimized by the situation and ended up carrying that to the entire group that we were underneath her and how challenging that was for us because then we then carried her victimization and we felt completely disempowered and that stayed around for a long time because even though we all tried to figure out how to move through it, it very significantly created an us and them. And so everybody above her was the them and we were the us. And it just quickly became a very unhealthy dynamic and created and bred so much distrust. And I think that if that supervisor could have had a do-over, I think what I would have loved is for that person, I love what you said, is for that person to be able to say, this is really tough. And as I think about it, here's what I think the intentions are, or here's what I think the goals are. Or here's why I think, and how do I find a way to presume positive intent, not, oh my gosh, they don't even realize how hard it is for us, or like whatever the negative story that comes so quickly for us. If there's a way that we can find a way to say, I don't have to agree with it, I don't have to love it, but how do I find a way to presume positive intent? Because As I was listening to you also, I was thinking about just like, and we've said this on other episodes as well, but just like children look up to parents to say, how do I feel about this? Am I good or am I mad or am I scared? Like a child falls and they look up and they're like, do I cry or do I laugh? Like, how am I? I think that as supervisors and leaders, the same thing happens with the people we lead, is they're constantly looking up and just go, how good is this or how bad is this? How should I feel? How intensely? And when we can model our own regulation to say, I don't have to love it. I don't have to be totally on board, but I don't assume malicious intent, right? And then I give the people that I'm leading an opportunity to have a platform they can stand on to say, all right, we're not on quicksand. It's going to be okay. I don't have to love it. I'm allowed to have my feelings. And I still have to do whatever's being asked of me because there's a reason. And most of the time, people aren't just trying to create busy work, right? There's a reason we have to do this one particular thing. So I think it's helpful to be able to keep ourselves in check a little bit and to do a little bit of that work ahead of time before we unveil it to our group.
Which is so important, right? It's a decision that's difficult for you to pass forward. It's so important for you to use that confidant to express your emotion, get it out, and then show that brave face of what the expectation is. And I'm so reminded as you were talking about the quote, "People make choices and choices make culture." And as a leader, you are modeling how you handle difficulty or things that aren't always the same belief system. And so it's a quote from John Amashi. I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly, but I will tell you that that quote always resonates with me because people are watching always. Kids watch adults, adults watch other adults, and you have to do the right thing.
As you were talking, I was also thinking that it is so important to create the space for people to have to express their own feelings. Like, so as much as we need to have that confidant, I think we need to create a space where it's okay to say, dang, this is going to be hard or this stinks or I wish this wasn't happening. That's okay. But in the same time, to be able to go, okay, so all of that is true. Those feelings are valid. There's nothing wrong with feeling that way. And then my favorite strategy is, and now what? Because here we are. So, what do we do now? Because this is still the expectation. This is what needs to be happening. Our feelings, it's okay to feel that way. And what are we going to do to make this thing happen? And I think so often, if we're really intentional about how we phrase our questions, people will answer the question that we ask. So, if I say, what are all the things that are wrong with this, right? You're going to list the laundry list of all the things that are wrong. But if I say, okay, so this is the way it is, how can we make it work? Or how are we going to, right? Like what's possible? What do we do? People so often will be able to rise to the occasion and they will answer the question we ask. So today's challenge is really when you're struggling with a decision that you need to be responsible for implementing, step one is to make sure that you check yourself, run it past a confidant. Step two is manage your emotions, understand what you're feeling. And number three is really mindfully set the stage for your people so that they can do the best they can to step into how to professionally move through this challenging expectation that you guys have all been given. Because you'll set the stage for all of that. Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this, and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.